Radio. From the Sky News Centre at 7, police are appealing for potential victims to come forward after a man was charged with two murders and a rape in London. 40-year-old Simon Levy is accused of committing the crimes in Haringey, Tottenham and on the Aylesbury estate this year. The Metropolitan Police's lead for public protection is Commander Claire Kelland.
The investigation into Simon Levy is one of great complexity. We are working closely with partners across relevant boroughs, including Haringey and Southwark. Whether you are a victim survivor or someone with information, we urge you to come forward and speak to us.
Levy will appear in court tomorrow and again on Wednesday. The chair of the BBC says he regrets mistakes made over a misleading edit of Donald Trump in a Panorama documentary. An impartiality crisis was triggered earlier this month after the revelation in a leaked memo. That led to the corporation's head of news stepping down, but Samir Shah admitted he tried to stop Director General Tim Davie from resigning.
Certainly this was one factor, but he also says there were many other factors that led to that. I wish, and can I say the board wishes, that the Director General had not resigned. He had our full confidence throughout.
A controversial aid agency says it has ended its operations in Gaza. Hundreds of Palestinians were killed while trying to access food from the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. The Prime Minister stressed the importance of a just and lasting peace deal in Ukraine. Sir Keir Starmer says he'll host a call with European leaders tomorrow. A West Yorkshire police officer has been charged with sexually assaulting three women while he was off duty. It relates to an alleged incident in a nightclub in York last December. And one of reggae's biggest superstars has died at the age of 81. Jimmy Cliff was known for hits like Many Rivers to Cross and You Can Get It If You Really Want. He was also a two-time Grammy winner. That's the latest. I'm Cam Hall.
From the Borough Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. Vale of Glamorgan Council will get an extra £5.3 million next year. The Welsh Government has been setting out its provisional settlement with local authorities, who will get on average a 2.7% increase. But council leaders have warned it doesn't come close to matching the financial pressures they're facing. A drug dealer tried to get rid of his crack cocaine as he was chased by police on Barry's waterfront. Rio Denal was caught by plainclothes officers following a chase on foot through a housing estate in June. Cardiff Crown Court heard he was carrying over £6,000 worth of Class A drugs at the time. The 20-year-old from Newport was jailed for 3 years and 8 months. A former BBC board member says he feels two key resignations weren't warranted. Director-General Tim Davie quit along with Head of News Deborah Turnis over an edit of a Donald Trump speech in a Panorama film. Sir Howard Stringer, who was born in Bowie, is also a former president of the US network CBS.
It was worthy of an apology. It shouldn't have been so traumatic as to raise questions about the BBC at a time when the BBC is more valuable worldwide than ever.
There's a new effort to revive one of Penarth's historic empty buildings. 5 years ago, an attempt to lease out the Kim Inn failed after it was handed back to Vale of Glamorgan Council. Now they're trying again as part of the town's new placemaking plan. Council leader Liz Burnett says it's about trying to find a sustainable way forward for the house. In sport, Evan Lloyd has been added to the Wales squad ahead of their autumn finale with South Africa. The Penarth-born hooker is one of four call-ups, with Saturday's game falling outside the official international window. Lloyd made his last Wales appearance in their Six Nations defeat to Italy, their final game under Warren Gatland.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
The Indians send signals from the rocks above the pass. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The score is with the corporal, she is tied against a tree. She doesn't mind the language, it's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. The Sweeney's doing 90 cause
because they've got nowhere to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up at Heathrow. They're counting out the fivers when the handcuffs lock again. In and out of ones with the numbers on their names. It's funny how the missus always looks a bleeding sane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like as your father, and they're very cool for cats, they're cool for cats. Change the mood a little, I've been posing down the pub. I'm seeing my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough. I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so fresh. I'll give a little muscle and I'll spend a little cash. But all I get is bitter and a nasty little rash. And by the time I'm sober, I've forgotten what I've had. And everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats. Questions that she hangs onto the wall. I kiss her for the first time and then I take her home. I'm invited in for coffee and I give the dog a bone. She likes to go to discos but she's never on her own. I said I'll see you later and I'll give her some old chat. But it's not like they on the TV. When it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And what have we got to look forward to on today's show? So we've got a raft of sports that we're going to look back on, including international football, international rugby, and we're going to be looking back at the Barrytown United men's and women's team were both in cup action. We're also going to be looking at the Vale teams that were in league and cup football action, and we're going to be looking forward to what's going on with rugby around the Vale, and we're going to have a quick check at how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on in the Elite Hockey League. So that's all and more here to come at Pro Radio. But remember, if there's a sport that you think I should be talking about, that you're passionate about, or you just want more people from around the Vale to know about, then what you need to do is get in touch with me using the email sport@broradio.fm. So that's sport@broradio.fm, or find Bro Radio on the social medias and we could be talking about the sport that you think everyone in the Vale should hear about. But we're going to be bringing you the Barrytown men's and women's team cup results up next at Bro Radio.
I went to jumping off the deck, shoving in the overdrive.
Your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And Barrytown United are out of the Women's Welsh Cup after a first round defeat to Pen-y-Bont. So the Adran Premier Club were beaten on penalties by second tier opposition following a goalless draw on Sunday. So manager James Fishlock looked to build on back-to-back league wins by naming an unchanged side from last Sunday's win over Aberystwyth. And Barry dominated the first half, with Sienna Stone nearly putting the visitors ahead in just seconds, only for her effort to go wide. But there were a few clear-cut chances of note, with Ellie Priest's shot from close range blocked on the line. While in the closing stages, Lucy Atwood broke ranks and teed up Becca Thomas, who narrowly off target. A frustrating afternoon got worse for Barry as both Priest and Thomas missed their spot kicks at the shootout before May Taylor struck past keeper Molly Hansen to claim a famous 4-2 victory for Pen-y-Bont. And the Adram Premier campaign resumes again then for Barry next Sunday when they travel to Britton Ferry, and that's a 2 p.m. kickoff. And elsewhere in the South, the Adram Premier leaders, Cardiff City, made light work of their derby clash with Cardiff Met, winning that game 5-0. And Swansea City beat Aberystwyth Town 3-1, while Pontypridd United enjoyed a morale boosting 6-0 victory over Pontypridd AFC. And Britton Ferry, they thrashed Ammanford 7-0. But in the Welsh Cup, Barrytown United, they demolished Llanelli 6-0. They are the last remaining Vale team in this season's competition, and they made light work from the Cymru Premier strugglers at Stevenheath Park on Friday night. This is the third time the two sides have met this season, with manager Steve Jenkins opting for the same team that were held by Flint Town United in their league stalemate at Jenner Park. And Ollie Hulbert wasted no time in getting the visitors off the mark, taking the lead in the first minute from a Yian Owens cross, with Barry's quickest goal of the season so far. Elliot Richards made it 2 after 19 minutes before Keston Davis struck with his first goal for the club after 34 minutes. Owen turned scorer in a near copycat start to the second half before Hulbert got his brace from the penalty spot after 70 minutes. And substitute Darren Barton wrapped up a thumping victory with his first Barry goal in the 86th minute, with Joe Case providing the assist. With a place in the last 16 secure, Barry return to league action next Friday when they entertain Haverford West County. But elsewhere, Cardiff Met claimed the first upset of the weekend by knocking out holders, the New Saints. Two late goals from Jasper Payne and Matt Chubb sealed a famous 2-1 victory for the Archers over 10-time winners at Kincoyd. And then last year's runners-up, Coniskey Nomads, were also out following a 2-1 defeat to Cymru North club Llandudno. And Cambrian United met their match at Pennebont, with James Crawl scoring a hat-trick in their 3-1 win, with Liam Easton applying for the Cymru South leaders. So that's the cup action, and that really does sort of open out the draw there for Cardiff as well. But for Barry there as well, especially with the New Saints and Coniskey both out. So it's going to be interesting when the draw comes out, just to see who Barry have next there. But up next on Bow Radio, we're going to be bringing you some selected football results from around the Vale.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. Miss school, miss out. Even a few days off school can mean children fall behind. But missing out on school doesn't just mean missing out on learning. It means missing out on opportunities, friendship, and fun. If your kids are missing out on school for whatever reason, or if you're struggling to send them in the first place, support is available. Just see valeofglamorgan.gov.uk/missschoolmissout. Attend school for a brighter future. Don't miss out.
Glastonbury, the Vale's big live tribute festival, is back for 2026. With 22 amazing tribute acts performing across one massive weekend, with tributes to Pink, Foo Fighters, Tom Jones and Steps on the Saturday, and Coldplay, ABBA, Tina Turner and Queen on the Sunday. Check full listings online. Glastonbury 2026, in association with Synergy Scaffolding. Live at Romilly Park on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th of July. Sponsored by forklift specialist Gary Watson Motor Co., CJCH Solicitors and Joe Ferriday Aesthetics. Book tickets now at glastonbury.com.
A space to prepare for the day ahead. A place to relax after a hard day at work. Or simply somewhere to wash away your worries. Discover award-winning bathrooms from award-winning designers at the Tap End Bathrooms in Pontyclun. We're your local bathroom studio. And whether you're renovating your existing bathroom or planning a new build, the Tap End design bespoke bathrooms, shower rooms and en-suites of distinction. For design inspiration, follow us on the socials or visit thetapend.design.
No matter the weather, get a five-day forecast for the Vale of Glamorgan at broradio.fm/weather with Specsavers, Halton Road, Barry.
Sometimes I just can't take it. Sometimes I just can't take it, and it isn't all right. Gonna make it, and I think my shoes untied. I'm like a broken record. I'm like a broken record, and I'm not playing right. Just so go about it, kill me till you tell me on a heavenly phone. So hold tight, come on, come on, oh, 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 oh. Come on, come on, don't let go. I got my hands up shaking just to let you know that you've got a higher power. Got me singing every second, dancing every hour. Oh yeah, you've got a higher power, and she really someone I wanna know.
electric. This boy is electric and you're sparkling like the universe connected. And I'm buzzing night after night after night. This joy is electric. This joy is electric and you're circuiting through. I'm so happy that I'm alive. Happy I'm alive at the same time as you. Cause you've got a higher power. Got me singing every second. Dancing every hour. Oh yeah. You've got a higher power. And you really someone I wanna know. I wanna know. You got, yeah, you got a high. You got, yeah, you got a high. Shaking just to let you know now.
This is your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler, and looking at a selection of football results from around the Vale. So, Llantwit Major, they didn't have a game this week, but next they're at home to Avonlido. And Caerdydd were in Welsh Cup knockout round action away to Dochgellau, winning that 2-0. First half goals from Howell Davis and Daniel Griffiths were enough to seal the win in the match. And Caerdydd are back in league action on Friday when they're away to Carnarvon Town. Dinas Powys match was also postponed, but they have a week's break now before they host Cardiff Bay Warriors. Ely Rangers, they didn't have a game, but again, they're also back in league action at home to Bridgend Street on Saturday. And Cardiff Airport, they lost 2-1 away to Morriston Town. Two first half goals from the home team, from Darren Rowe and Luke Darling, with an Ashton Hinton got a goal back for Airport. But that was only about 10 minutes of the game to go and the game ended there 2-1. So Cardiff Airport are currently fifth in their league. And next up, they've got a home match against Pontardawe. But also last week on Tuesday, there was a momentous game that took place in the capital. And that was Wales taking on North Macedonia in World Cup Group J qualifying action. So there was lots of permutations that could have happened in that group, and one of them could have left Wales topping it if Belgium had lost to Liechtenstein, but Wales needed to beat North Macedonia to guarantee an easier qualifying playoff group games through to the World Cup. Belgium did beat Liechtenstein 7-0, and that was in Belgium, so that kind of meant that North Macedonia and Wales, they were playing for second place, and before the group game started you would say that probably second place is where Wales were going to come out, but it wasn't going to be easy against North Macedonia. North Macedonia haven't lost a game in the qualifying group until they became unstuck against Wales on Tuesday, and it was, and no spoilers because probably everyone heard about it by now, it was a resounding 7-1 victory to Wales. Yep, and I did say 7-1, so it was a really good way to end the campaign, and it gives a bit of confidence going into the playoffs. So there was a hat trick for Harry Wilson, David Brooks got on the score sheet, Brennan Johnson, Daniel James and Nathan Broadhead got on there. So when we were watching the game, so Wales went sort of 2-1 up, 2-0 up, and then there was a little bit of a minute where North Macedonia got scored and it went to 2-1, and I think not just me, but I think there was a few other Welsh supporters and we were like, this could get a bit nervy. But then I think Brennan Johnson got his goal before half time and we went in 3-1 up at half time, and I think that relieved a bit of pressure there, because I think if it was 2-1 it might have still been a bit nervy. And then they kind of just hit the accelerator then. I mean, there was goals in the 57th, 75th, 81st and 88th minute. And it was one of those games where I think everything just clicked for Wales. So what did that mean, winning that game? So it meant, first of all, Wales came second in qualifying Group J, which I think before the draws, I think if you ask most fans, that's probably where they would have expected Wales to qualify. But since then, the draw has been taken place for the one-legged playoffs. And Wales, because they came second, they were they're playing at home, and they've been drawn to play Bosnia-Herzegovina. So, I mean, all games at this stage are tough, but I think if Wales play like they did against North Macedonia, I think they've got a good chance of progressing. But it does get a little bit tougher then. If they do beat Bosnia-Herzegovina, they're going to be taking on the winner of Northern Ireland and Italy. Now, Italy, you normally expect to make these competitions, but Italy have had a bit of a patchy sort of spell. They've made a couple of European championships, but I think they've missed out the last World Cup as well. So they're not going to be very easy to get past. Again, home advantage. So whoever wins out of Wales and Bosnia-Herzegovina, they actually play that next match at home. And then I think, again, we'll just see where what happens with that as to where Wales end up. So there, we've already got to congratulate, so, you know, England and Scotland have already made it to the World Cup, so they don't need to worry about this. And it would be really nice if it was a Wales Northern Ireland playoff final, so we would guarantee another home nation through to the World Cup. And I think I think Wales could be a bit too strong for Northern Ireland there. I do think it's going to be a tough game if they do beat Bosnia and they get through to, against Italy. But we've pulled off results at home against Italy before. I know certainly there's been one sort of 20 plus years ago. I think current manager Bellamy was probably involved on the playing side of it there, where we beat Italy 2-1, and that was in the old, that was when they were playing their games in the Principality Stadium. But it's all looking bright and it's looking promising that Wales will, well, they've got at least another two matches, so it's all in their hands now. But I'm sure it's going to be an absolute cauldron of an atmosphere when they play their matches. And the semi-finals, they take place on the 26th of March, and then the next match is a week later on the 31st of March, and all these games are one-legged, so it's just a one-game shootout on there. And then hopefully Wales get through them too, and then they find out who they're playing the World Cup when, and they'll be in the draw, which takes place on the 5th of December. But up next on Bro Radio, we're going to be changing sport and talking about rugby here at Bro Radio.
Post office clerks put up signs saying position closed, and secretaries turn off typewriters and put on their coats, and janitors padlock the gates for security guards to patrol. And bachelors phone up their friends for a drink while the married ones turn on a chat show. And they'll all be lonely tonight and lonely tomorrow. Gentlemen, time please, you know we can't serve anymore. Now the traffic lights change to stop when there's nothing to go. And by 5 o'clock everything's dead, and every third car is a cab. And ignorant people sleep in their beds like the dope white mice in the college lab. And nothing ever happens, nothing happens at all. Turns to the start of the song, and we all sing along like before. And we'll all be lonely tonight and lonely tomorrow. Telephone exchanges click while there's nobody there. The Martians could land in the car park and no one would care. Closed-circuit cameras and department stores shoot the same movie every day. And the stars of these films neither die nor get killed, just survive constant action replay. And nothing ever happens, nothing happens at all. The needle returns to the start of the song, and we all sing along like before. Lonely tonight and lonely tomorrow. Advertise products that nobody needs, while anger from Manchester writes to complain about all the repeats on TV. And computer terminals report some gains in the values of copper and tin, while American businessmen snap up Van Goghs for the price of a hospital wing. And nothing, nothing happens at all. The needle returns to the start of the song, and we all sing along like before. And nothing ever happens, nothing happens at all. They'll burn down the synagogues at 6 o'clock, and we'll all go along like before. And we'll all be lonely tonight and lonely tomorrow.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to switch our sports now to rugby. And Barry have withdrawn from the Mallet Cup after conceded their first round tie against Glamorgan Wanderers. So the Bombers have too many injuries to safely field a team on Thursday night, which means Wanderers go through to the next round. So Barry's first team will last in action at St Albans in the Admiral League on November the 8th, and their next Division 1 fixture is at Abercynon on December the 13th. So the home league game against Caerphilly on December the 6th, that's been postponed as Caerphilly have a Division 1 cup tie with Bliner. But instead, Barry have arranged a friendly at Division 1 West Central Club Nantavellan, who visited the Reservoir Field for a pre-season game in August, which Barry won 5-0 in driving rain. And Barry also host Cardiff Rugby South 1 in a league derby fixture on Saturday when Cowbridge are visitors to the Reservoir Field. So that's a bit of what's been going on with your rugby from around the Vale. But we're going to have a quick look back at what happened in the Principality Stadium on Saturday. So Wales were taking on New Zealand. And it's going to sound, this is going to sound really, really strange. The final score was 52-26, and Wales were 14-24 down at half time. But actually, I think there was, for me, there was they looked a better outfit playing. I mean, we scored four tries against New Zealand. I mean, that's no mean feat from a Welsh team. Tom Rogers went across and scored a hat trick of tries. And there's not many people that can say they did that. I think discipline again, and I think I've spoke about this in the other autumn internationals. I think there was a few little moments of discipline that potentially is where the game turned, particularly against New Zealand when you've got a player, when you're a player light. They kind of take advantage of them situations, and they know how to take advantage of it, and they know how to play around to get decisions like that. And I know I've seen on social media that that some people weren't happy with the officials on there. But at the end of the day, I've said this to friends as well, that, you know, without the officials, you can't have a game. And if you've left the officials to have to make a decision, then you, as a player, you know what the rules are. So, were there mistakes? Potentially, yes, but not just by the officiating teams. I think there was mistakes by the playing side as well. There was a couple of missed tackles, which led to a couple of tries there. And with all saying all that, though, there was positives. I mean, the attack looked really strong. I think if they attacked the way they did against New Zealand, against Japan, I don't think it would have been as a close encounter. I've talked to people that were actually at the ground, and the atmosphere there, they told me, was absolutely electric. And unfortunately, that game I was watching from TV home on the television, probably a bit warmer anyway, but the way they had the lightings and the effects, they're really making sort of a big thing about it, and a whole, you know, the whole event of it, and you could feel some of the atmosphere through the TV. But I was told it was probably one of the best atmospheres that a few people I've spoke to said that they've felt there in a little while. And I talked about this last week. It was a win, and this week it wasn't a win, but I still think there was green shoots of recovery. I think the backs looked much better. They looked much better. So there was a lot more balance to the team there. I do really rate Tom Rogers on the wing as well, and he's proved that he should be there. And I think with a performance like that, he's definitely put his hand up there for a starting place in the Six Nations tournament as well. And there is a young team there. I think Edwards at 10. Really looks well, looks like he really controlling the game, and again, a young player there, and he's been doing that for a region level for a season or two now. It was nice for me personally, it's nice to see the players like Rhys Carey back in the fold as well. I know he's had to go and players trade over in England, but I've always rated him as a player, as a decent player there as well. But mentioning players that play their trade in England. Wales do have one more game of this autumn international, so they've played 3-1, 1-1, lost two, and it doesn't get any easier as they take on South Africa. And what makes this one potentially slightly more difficult is because it's outside of the international window, which means any players that are not playing in Wales are not able to be selected for this game. So there are a number of players that won't be playing, and there's still, I mean, Aaron Wainwright missed out on Saturday because he was injured. Just hoping that he potentially is fit enough to play again in the autumn internationals. But in total, Wales, they're going to lose 13 players that have to return for other clubs, and they include Adam Beard, Reece Carey, Ollie Cracknell, Archie Griffin, Nicky Smith, David Jenkins, Freddie Thomas, Thomas Williams, Jared Evans, Louis Hennessy, Max Llewellyn, Nick Tompkins, and Louis Rhys-Zammit. But what Steve Tandy has done, he's called a few players up, so he's called up James Ratty and an uncapped prop of Gowan Phillips. Ellis Mee and Evan Lloyd have been all called up for the one into the squad now, because that's a lot of that's almost a full first team of players that's going to be missing there. And I always love watching the international games, but I just think having one outside the international window, it gives us an opportunity, yes, to see the players that are playing their trade in Wales. But there's certainly some first choice players that aren't going to be included. So it is going to be potentially a slightly weaker Wales team. And you don't, South Africa are not going to roll over in this game either. You could say, well, they're on the end of a long tour, but they've been winning matches, and it's always an interesting game when it comes to South Africa. So that is a 3:10 kickoff on Saturday, and that ends the autumn internationals, and it ends it right at the end of November. So I'm hoping for a really early Christmas present and a Wales victory there. Otherwise, I'll be consoling myself by my chocolate advent calendars start. So I think it's a win-win either way for me. But it'll be great if they can put a same performance in that they put in against New Zealand. I think they're on the up. And with a little twist of fate, even though they lost, Wales still moved up a World Cup ranking, so they moved up to number 11th in the world from 12th. So everything, let's be positive, and everything moving in the right direction. But up next on Bro Radio, we're going to be bringing you some results from Cardiff Devils playing in the Elite Hockey League. Up next, here at Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
If you're craving the best fish and chips in town, you'll find them at Friar Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Choose from tasty chips, crispy battered fish and battered sausages, our irresistible Irish curry, or our ever-popular lunchtime sausage share box. Friar Tuck Fish and Chips. We deliver locally via Uber. So order now at friartuckbarry.com or pop in. You'll find us on Richard Street behind the old Wilko.
Are you making music? Bro Radio is on the search for local bands and artists to be added to our local music playlist. Email your tracks to music@broradio.fm.
Why have a white Christmas when you can enjoy a silver Christmas at Fonmon Castle? Our silver Christmas experience is back, and it's bigger, brighter, and more magical than ever before. We've twinkling festive gardens, an enchanting Christmas story trail, live shows on the castle balcony and in the ice dome, plus Jurassic Wales, where dinosaurs meet Christmas. Tickets are on sale now, so check dates and prepare for the best Christmas ever at fonmoncastle.com.
For when the washing basket's piling up and when your suit jacket has had enough, the laundry rooms. For eco-friendly, non-chemical cleaning and when you want your best dress gleaming, the laundry rooms. For wash, dry, iron and fold, we'll do whatever we're told. With collection and delivery available, you'll find us very capable. The Laundry Rooms Barry, for all your commercial and domestic cleaning needs. No job too big or small. To find out more, give us a call on 01446 740 730.
Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel. With DG Window Services, a family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online.
Bro Radio.
Thank you.
can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. The struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most, yeah. Just gotta keep going.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a quick look at how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on in the Elite Hockey League. So they had two matches that they played on the weekend, and the first one on Saturday, and they were away to the Manchester Storm, and they let a 2-goal advantage slip away, losing 5-4 in overtime. The Devils took the lead a little more than two minutes with Christoph Kontos tapping in a rebound. Well, Gleeson Fournier doubling the lead before Storm's Bradley Jennings made it 2-1 at the first interval. Cardiff led 3-1 early into the second period with Fournier's second of the night. But not for the first time this season, a series of bad penalties allowed Manchester to tie the game with two power play goals from Nick Welsh. The visitors once again took an early lead in the third with Cohen Olszewski tipping past home netminder Evan Wegner, only for Ben Bones to fall in the Devils' net, allowing Kyle Locke to send the game into overtime. And it took just 29 seconds for Manchester to claim the extra point, Brandon Cutler securing a victory which put 4th place Storm 2 points behind 3rd place Cardiff Devils. And then on Sunday, the Devils were then at home to the Fife Flyers, and they won a convincingly 5-0, and that was on the rebound of the night before. And in this game, Mark Richardson, he broke the British record for the most appearances in the Elite Hockey League with a tally of 1,178, and that's surpassing Sheffield Steelers legend Jonathan Phillips. Christoph Kontos and Joey Martin scored in the first and second periods, and an unlikely period. And unlike Saturday, where the Devils threw their advantage away, they drove home the advantage this time with Cohen Ovchesky's double and Richardson providing an assist for Tyson Helgeson to score late on. And the next, the Devils return to action on Friday when they host Guildford Flames, followed by a trip to Fife for the return match on Sunday. So, all that excitement, what's that done for the Elite Hockey League? So Cardiff are still currently in third, played 14 games and on 20 points. So they've played the same number of games as the Sheffield Steelers, but they're 2 points behind. They've played two games less than Glasgow Clan, who sit on 16 points, so 4 points behind the Devils. And again, 4 points behind the Devils are in fifth place is Manchester Storm, who are on 16 points after 13 games. As well, Fife Flyers. They've played 14 games, so the 14 is pretty much the most that any of the teams have played so far. And unfortunately, they haven't lost a single. They haven't won a single game, and they have just 1 point. And just above them on 7 points is Dundee Stars, but Dundee Stars have 4 to 5 games in hand on the teams around them. So although they're only on they're in ninth on 7 points, they've got 5 games on the likes of the Cardiff Devils in third and Sheffield Steelers in second. So they're one to look out for. But as we know, with the ice hockey, things can turn around rather quickly. And with the amount of games, they're playing 2 games again next week. So everything can change in the league. But that's brought you up to date with your football, your rugby and your hockey here at Pro Radio.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it on you now? You got someone to blame. You say one love, one life,
one life,
one need, and I
one love
get to share it.
Ooh.
Leaves you, darling. You don't care.
Leave a bad taste in your mouth. You act like you never had the, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light. We're one, but we're not the same. We get to Jesus to the lepers in your head.
one love, one life.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So is there a sport around the Vale that I'm not talking about that you think I should? Is there a fantastic club, sports club or volunteer that you think I should be talking about? Or is it just a sport that you think people around the Vale would be fascinated to hear about? Then what you need to do is get in touch with me here at Pro Radio using the email. That's sport@proradio.fm. So that's sport@proradio.fm. Or find us on the social medias and get in touch with us that way as well. Better still, I could ask you to come along to Bro Headquarters where you could tell the people of the Vale all about the sport and get me asking questions about the rules or the laws and how I can get around them. But up next on Bro Radio, we've got Patrick with The Evening Show.
This is Bro Radio.
Throughout December, we're giving you the chance to win with Bro Radio's Countdown to Christmas. Each day, we'll be opening the door on our advent calendar to unveil prizes from local businesses, including
Array Theatre Productions, Norman's High Class Butchers, Budding Designs, Morden's Bakery and Toymaster.
Find out more at broradio.fm/countdown.
Planning to move house in the new year? Then set the wheels in motion today with Chris Davis Estate Agents. We've three offices across the Vale and we'll give you an honest valuation designed to get you moving fast. Now's the time to get those photos taken too, so we can get your property listed on Rightmove, On The Market and Zoopla quicker than you can sing Auld Lang Syne. Let our family move your family. Search Chris Davis Estate Agents.
This Christmas, Array Theatre Productions with Bro Radio and Treading the Boards present the magical family pantomime Cinderella. Join us for joy, laughter and festive fun at Roos Community Centre.
With tickets from just £7.50, don't miss your chance to join the magic this Christmas. Running from the 3rd to the 6th of December, start the festive season with a little panto magic. Book your tickets today at roospanto.co.uk.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This is...